Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. What I like is when I sing those old songs, I still get to preach my full sermon. That don't take away from how much time I have to preach. Would you stand? Exodus 22 and 9. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. I am so glad that when he came, that the first words out of his mouth as a minister, do you know what they were? Do you know what the words of the Lord was the first day he became a minister? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Because if you're a minister and the Spirit of the Lord isn't upon you, you're not a minister. You're just a speaker. But if the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, for he hath anointed me. This is the charge that he come forth with. I have been anointed to do, and every one of them was restoration. He has anointed me to restore people. So that Paul and all them talk about, our ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. Not that of condemnation, but reconciliation. So I thank God that he's enlightened me on that. So it helps me get in the vein of what Christ came for. Hallelujah. I had so many ways to go tonight, I had to choose one. Exodus 22 and 9. For all manner of trespass, whether it be of ox or ass or sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his. Boy, kids get that question, mine, mine, mine. No, it's mine. Sometime my brother would say something was his, I'd put my initials on it. Now it's mine. The cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. I want to preach tonight, it's never a lost cause. I don't know what you've lost. I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know what the trespass is. But I'm telling you, if you're trying to, even so much as trying to live for God, it's never a lost cause. Lord, I'm thankful for your word. I'm thankful, Lord, that it is healing. Just hearing the word of the Lord alone heals souls. It conquers strife. It mends relationships. Your word is miraculous, God. It's life. And I'm thankful that you became a person. Your word became flesh. And we could understand it like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I don't normally ask y'all to do this because I don't like to get weary with preachers asking you to say stuff. But I wish that you would turn to somebody and say it's not a lost cause. It's not a lost cause. I want to go back and I want to read. Now, if in the law, understand that if in the law, what we're going to read, God was making sure to tell Moses that whatever a person goes through at the hands of another one, let them know that it's not a lost cause. If it was that way in the Old Testament, my brother, how much more so is it in the New Testament? The law was only a precursor, if you will, to the Spirit of the Lord. And what Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it. That's why I don't have to preach tithes and offerings and things to y'all. Because if it was a law, I'd never know your heart. If it's a law, you never know a man's heart as long as it's a law. But you take the law away, then you see where his heart is. So if you want to give, honey, we got a box back there. If you don't want to give, God don't need it. Watch this, Exodus 22 and 1. If a man shall steal an ox, now I want you to notice we're going to look at different characters here. A man, just a man. He's not known for this, he's just a man. Shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it. In other words, you lost it. He shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. And there may be some times of losses in your life. I'm going to get right to the point of where I'm going. Loss of time. See, you have an ox for a purpose. The ox.